Welcome to Grand Central. Embark on a multi-generational journey of conversations filled with insight, encouragement, and wisdom. A special time set aside for grandparents. Here's your host, best-selling author, acclaimed speaker, and devoted grandfather, best known as Pop Pop, Tim Huff.
Welcome back, Grand Central listeners, to another show. We are really glad you can spend some time with us, a few minutes with us. Well, this is our seventh show in a row with guest Paul Robertson. Seven shows. I think I invited you to say, do you want to come on for a show or two? We've turned it into seven. So thank you for your grace in that, Paul.
That's what happens when you have good friends in the studio.
Love that.
Yeah.
And in a couple of months, I hope we can have you back again. We'll cover off on some other great conversations, material content you've put together. For our listeners, if you want to catch some of Paul's stuff that we've already spoken about, you can go to paulrobertson.ca and find him. If you're looking for a great speaker, you can reach him through that as well. If you want to hear the previous episodes, the stuff that Paul and I have talked about, the early stuff with Steve Bell as my guest, or some of my solo shows, go to grand-central.ca. Okay, Paul, so we've been really, really working through over the last few weeks the eight practical things to do to keep your relationship with your grandchildren. We went through one, center your time around things that don't involve screen time. Two, strive for a media-free place with your grandkids. Three, give them a hard copy pictures of themselves, or we discussed looking through pictures with them of the family tree, family history, you as a kid, you at their age. Number four, write a note of encouragement or a letter or mail it, and how to use text properly in that communication with them. Five, read to or with them. Man, that was interesting. We talked about that last week. And six, how vital it is and how you can think through ways to make time in your schedule for them. So today on our final show with you in this kind of series, until we have you back in a couple of months, we want to start with number seven. Tell stories about you at their age, about yourself at their age. Talk about that, Paul.
Yeah, and my wife would say age-appropriate stories. So
yeah, that is very key. That's the way to keep a relationship with your kids, is to keep them age-appropriate with their grandkids.
Well, and I think the importance behind this storytelling is that our kids need to be anchored in their family history.
Mm.
With this digital age of instant everything, delete this, delete that, and so much of our young people's lives being spent online, I think they're missing finding out about their roots, where mom and dad have come from, where grandma and grandpa have come from. So, you know, age appropriate. So my oldest grandson's 16. And so I was recently telling him about how I hitchhiked home from Florida in 1974 by myself, and didn't tell my parents I was hitchhiking home. I was probably 21, I think, at that point. And, you know, we didn't have money, so you hitchhiked home. Well, my wife said, don't ever tell that story to our own children. Now, I think they all have heard it now. They're old married guys of their own. But that was age appropriate for my grandson to imagine. You know, I told him how I was on the I-75 hitchhiking and getting run.
It was a different era.
Yeah, you'd never do that today. But that's where grandpa's come from. And then I've tried to educate them on my dad. My dad was a World War II vet. For years and years and years, he would call, and the conversation would always end with, did I ever tell you about that time in Belgium when we were on R&R? Well, I'd heard the story 100 times, but I'd say, I don't know, tell me again. And I can remember thinking that I can't stand listening to this again, but then I'd always say, but someday the voice won't be there. He'll be gone. He's been gone for 8 years. And but for that military history that has been passed on to my boys, now being passed on to our grandkids to understand where they've come from, I think it's vital. It's certainly biblical. You know, you look at the genealogies, where you came from was very important. And I think we need to get back to some of that stuff.
My indigenous friends are fantastic at this, but that is a great part of their lineage and history, the oral storytelling, the young ones gathering around in a circle to actually engage in that. I mean, just cultures that actually have that right at the center of who they are and how they go about it. We can learn so much from various cultures that make that a staple of the family.
Great point. And then, you know, what are you going to tell your grandkids? Well, you can tell them, you know, what did you play with? What did your toys look like when you were growing up? Well, we didn't have screens, that's for sure. You know, what kind of sports were you involved in? How is life different today than when you were growing up?
Yeah.
And I can remember one time telling my boys that when I was growing up, we had a party phone. And so my boys thought it was a verb. So, Dad, you had a party phone?
Yeah.
I'm going, no, when I was growing up, party was a noun. Yeah. It wasn't a verb. It meant that we shared our phone line, and some of the listeners will be laughing at this one. You shared your phone line with two other houses who could pick up their phone at any time and hear what you were talking about.
Yeah.
And I can remember one time I was on the phone for a long time with one of my girlfriends, and the lady next door saying, as soon as your parents get home, I'm coming over there to tell them how long you've been on the phone. So party phone wasn't necessarily a party.
Yeah, it's like watching old episodes of Green Acres with the guy up the pole listening to everyone listening in. We had that too. We didn't have it in Toronto, but my family's from up Sable Beach and Wyarton area, and dairy farmers, my aunts and uncles, and it was always the party phone line. So, yeah. So those stories are fascinating, though, because they're uncomprehendable now that you've got a phone in your pocket, like anyone can find you anytime. No one else is chiming in.
Yeah, exactly.
Those stories are really, really vital. And the key is, I think, to make them fun and interesting and engaging. You don't want it to be like a boring history lesson, but like, wow, this is who you are. This is part of who you are. And ask me questions. And you'd be, again, I've said this in other episodes, like grandparents, we need to like work on the fun factor. We want to be that. We want to have the serious content and everything, but we want to be the fullness of who we are for our grandkids. And so we get into the fun parts of it as well as the serious parts, right?
And I think family traditions fits in here too. I don't know how many years I hosted Christmas, Thanksgiving, Easter, you know, for 17 of us, and would do all the cooking, and that is such a bonding thing where you're sitting around the table and telling stories. And I can remember one of my daughters-in-law saying to me, you know, she said, I just sit here in amazement looking at all these people and thinking about the conversations and the family that I've married into. And again, it just comes back to that personal relationship and people to people.
Yeah.
So important.
And Paul, you're a great model of that. You're speaking, just your conversation style, even just as a friend, is lovely. It's disarming and it's warm. And so we want warmth in the middle of this storytelling, right?
Absolutely.
It's not sit up straight. You're going to hear this.
Whether you want to or
That's
not.
That's right. Let's just take a couple of minutes and talk about number 8. It's kind of like the phone still works. Talk to them. Whatever version of phone, maybe not the party line, but the idea whether it's using your device for FaceTime or Zoom. I think in our last episode we covered this a little bit, but just make use of the availability that is yours, especially again for our long distance, our grandparents are long distancing. We really encourage you to consider how technology can be your friend in this case. We talk a lot about the warnings and cautions, but how it can be your friend.
Yeah. And I think whether it's FaceTime or Zoom or just your flip phone or your landline phone, whatever it is, that for kids to hear the sound and the inflection of your voice and that just gets ingrained in their memory, that I can still hear my dad, you know, who died 8 years ago this week, but I can still hear him telling those stories. I can hear his inflection. I can hear his laughter. I know the next line. I heard the story so many times, but I miss those times.
Yeah.
But at least I've got the memories of his voice and his storytelling, and he was a great storyteller. So it's just it's more personal than being on writing or whatever we've talked about in the past, but it's the next best thing is to be able to hear and see. If you can't be there in person, maximize your time with digital technology if that works for you.
And our grandkids, just like our children, can never hear "I love you" too much or "I'm proud of you" too much. Like, there, no one's ever going to throw their hands up in the air and go, "Oh, brother, yeah, another I love you." like it's just, it's vital for those of you grandparents listening or anybody else listening. Think about the people in your life that told you they love you that are no longer with you, and how you'd give anything to hear them say it one more time, right?
Well, you know, this just brings this story to mind. I led my dad to the Lord. I prayed for him for 39 years. I led him to the Lord 5 hours before he died. And after he prayed with me and I went and saw mom, I came back to him and I said, "Now, Dad, when you see Jesus, he'll take care of you. We'll take care of mom." That's why he lived, was to take care of mom. But he was 100 years old. I said, "You're free to go. And I love you." And he looked up. He didn't even open his eyes, and I had to put my ear right down near his lips. And for the first time ever, he said, "I love you too." Oh, and I thought, whoa, Lord, take him. That's a great way to end it. I knew he loved me because he did everything with us. He was a great father. But we're Scottish, and we don't really get into that mushy stuff. But when you said that, that just reminded me of that last conversation with my dad.
Wow, Paul, way to end 7 episodes by making me cry. Way to go. I thought I'd get through the 7 episodes. That is a lovely, lovely reminder to us all. Thank you for sharing that, Paul. Paul, it's been a great 7 episodes with you, and we look forward to having you back again. Again, my friends, you can find Paul's stuff or reach him at paulrobertson.ca. Don't hesitate to do that. And Paul, thanks for being a good friend, a great communicator, and such a great role model in all kinds of aspects. And over these last episodes, especially around grandparenting.
Thank you, Tim.
Really appreciate it. Love you lots, my friend. Well, we're going to close with the Grand Central blessing. You know, you hear it every week. I know some of you are starting to memorize it. I hope each week there's a word or a phrase or a thought that comes to mind, maybe in context of the conversations we've already had on the air that day, maybe just in context to something you are going through right now, or you need a word of encouragement, a bit of inspiration, you need to hear from God, you maybe are wishing you heard from a family member. Maybe it's a great day, maybe it's a hard day. I just hope and pray that our benediction always has a word or a thought in it that's just for you. So however you receive benedictions, however you receive blessings, my hope is you can hear this today and something will touch your soul. May peace and joy be abundant on your grandparenting journey. May you find comfort in knowing you have done your very best to be at your best during this profound and reflective chapter in your life. Certainly, we've heard a lot of reflection today. And may the expressions of your tender heart bring great light and goodness to the precious young ones that you cherish. Until next time, God bless and Godspeed.
Thank you for joining us for Grand Central. Engaged and loving grandparents have proven over and over to be life-giving and life-changing in young lives throughout history. But the need for grandparents and all they have to offer has perhaps never been as great as it is today. The Grand Central goals are to inspire, honor, and help resource grandparents on their journey of goodness. If you're a grandparent or grandfriend and would like to share your experience or leave a thoughtful comment, please visit grand-central.ca. Tune in to Grand Central with Tim Huff every Wednesday at 3 p.m. here on Joy. Grand Central is a Youth Unlimited initiative.